Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 3rd, and we are in the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 72, and Psalm 72 is a prayer on behalf of the King for him to reign with righteousness and justice. I think this would have been a prayer over Solomon or that Solomon prayed for himself. It depends on the subscript and the different languages. There's some debate over that, whether it was about Solomon or by Solomon. Anywho, I think this is a prayer for the leader to be one who is righteous and just. And so I want to think on it in several levels. One, for the leadership of our church, that we would be a people who live and serve the Lord. And then two, for each of us in our own lives, that we would live in a way where righteousness just bubbles up out of us, that we're looking for ways to live generously and work on behalf of the oppressed. And then ultimately, I want us to see this psalm as a messianic psalm. So this is only finding its full fulfillment in Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one true King. Remember, the crux of the Psalms is that God reigns. Our Lord is King, and he is the only one who fully reigns in righteousness and justice. And this psalm will only be ultimately fulfilled when the new heavens and the new earth come and the world is changed forever. Okay, Psalm 72 in the New International Version of Solomon. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your peoples in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I really do love reading God's Word with you, and I love thinking about these different psalms this week and contemplating how the psalm book is a prayer book for the people of Israel and for us. I was reading in the commentary on the Psalms by Alan Ross, who is a professor at Beeson Divinity School, about how this psalm is ultimately fulfilled in the Messiah. I want to read a paragraph for you. The Messiah will reign over a kingdom on earth in which righteousness and justice will thrive, and the land will produce its bounty in abundance, and all the nations of the earth will submit to his authority and be blessed through him. The prayer of this psalm draws in some of the great prophecies of the reign of the Messiah on earth, which the New Testament confirms will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ when he returns to the earth at his second coming. While he now sits enthroned at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as Scripture depicts it, he has not yet put all things under submission, and righteousness does not yet fill the earth. And the whole world groans, waiting for the day of redemption. So the petition of this psalm, for one, will be fulfilled in the coming messianic kingdom. And then I'd like to add that we as the church are called to be people who work alongside our Lord and Savior to bring about righteousness in this earth while we wait for his return. Will you pray with me? Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, and the God of all peoples and all nations. You alone do marvelous deeds, O Lord. May your name be praised forever. May the whole earth be filled with your glory. And may we, as your church, be a people who spread your righteousness, your justice, your peace, your patience, and your prosperity. May we be a people who seek your kingdom. And may your kingdom go forward today and always, because we believe in the one who is seated at your right hand even now, Jesus Christ our Lord, the one true King and our Savior. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.